2022 National English Competition for College Students. Level C, Final. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you will have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. I feel modern art is open to interpretation. Each person looks at the painting with a different understanding and gets a different message from it. Sometimes I find landscape paintings or more traditional art to be a bit boring.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So, what kind of art inspires you?
I'm a big fan of photography. I like real images captured by a camera.
Question. What's the woman's favorite form of art?
Two. Wendy, you look so happy today. Any particular reasons?
Yeah, lunch is on me. I'm going to Beijing next Tuesday for the Fabrics Trade Show. I've always wanted to see what traveling business class would be like, and now I get a little taste.
Congratulations! Business class has so much more legroom. The seats practically recline into a bed. Of course, first class is even nicer.
Question. Why is Wendy so happy today?
Three. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Well, Fred, it's about the last order your company placed with us. Yesterday, one of our major suppliers notified us that they are raising prices. I guess what I'm getting at is that we just can't offer our product at the original price anymore.
That's never good. But this order is already in. I made it 2 weeks ago. You can't change prices on me like this.
Question. Why does Nancy call Fred? Four. Jonathan, last night's storm was crazy. My electricity kept shutting off.
Losing power is small potatoes compared to what happened to my neighbor. A huge tree fell on her house and her car, and her dog got scared and ran away.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Five. We've stopped going to the theater. We used to take the kids every Saturday, but with each ticket costing about $10, it adds up to a couple of $100 a month. These days, we just rent a movie and stay at home.
But you know, even though we can't do as many things as we used to, I feel like our family has grown closer since we've been spending more time together.
That's true for us as well.
Question. How did they used to spend their weekends? Section B. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation, then read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet, with a single line through the center.
Thank you for seeing me, Doctor. I've been having a lot of mental stress, which I think may be affecting my physical health.
Of course. Can you tell me a little bit about what has been upsetting you?
Well, I had a dog named Herman. He died a couple of months ago, and I've been feeling really down ever since.
I see. Were you and Herman close?
We were the best of friends. Whenever things weren't going well for me, I used to share all my problems with him. He was a great listener.
Have there been problems in your life recently that you've needed to talk about with someone?
Yeah, so many problems. I've been really stressed out at work ever since. My boss gave me a huge new project, and I've been going through a rocky period with my boyfriend.
Does your stress level interfere with your work or home life?
Yeah, when I'm under a lot of pressure, it's difficult for me to fall asleep, which makes me tired and unproductive at work the next day.
Well, being under a lot of mental pressure like that can have an effect on the body. There are some things you can do to relieve your stress. First, you need someone to talk to about your feelings so that they don't get bottled up inside.
I guess you're right. Do you think I should get another dog?
No, it's much better if you pay $200 per hour to talk to me once per week.
Oh, but what if spending all that money causes me to worry about my bank account?
Don't worry. If you start feeling even more stressed because of your finances, you can come in twice per week for more therapy.
I don't know, Doctor. I think I really just need to blow off some steam every once in a while. I'm not sure I need all this therapy.
In my professional opinion, Helen, you may be very ill. We need to discuss an integrated treatment plan with therapy sessions and antidepressant medications.
Antidepressant medications? Now I'm sure I don't want all that.
But Helen, this may be the only way to make you happy again.
Actually, now I know what will make me happy. A trip to the pet store.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
So, generally, things are going fine. We've talked about your work attitude, which is very good. Over the 3 years that you've worked here, you've shown a consistently professional approach to your work.
Thank you. I've said that I've really enjoyed it. Testing computer games is a lot of fun, and my coworkers are very helpful and supportive.
Okay, so the next part of this appraisal is to think about your future. What do you see yourself doing next?
Well, as I said, I've really enjoyed the game testing work that I've been doing, but I feel that it's time I moved up. I mean, I think I'd like to have a little more responsibility.
Yes, I think that's something we need to think about. You've shown some good leadership skills. How would you feel about becoming a team leader? You know, then you'd be supervising a team of game testers and making sure everything gets done right.
Well, yes, I'd love to. But to tell the truth, I'm not sure I have the right skills. Would there be any management training?
Sure. We have some excellent sessions that we run in-house. I think taking some of them would give you more confidence. In fact, there's one coming up next week, and there's another in a couple of months. I'd rather you did the first one, though, so that we don't waste any more time. What do you think?
Well, yes, I'd be very interested. It'd be great to get training started as soon as possible. I'd rather not wait for 2 months, if that's okay with you.
Okay, great. In that case, I'd better get your name on the list right away for the one next week. Let me just check with Jeffrey now. Excuse me for a minute.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet, with a single line through the center.
16. Southern Europe is facing a water crisis that could lead to a decrease in food production, especially in agriculture. Decreasing agriculture production in Europe and reduced water resources are future dangers as worldwide temperatures continue to rise. The world's top climate scientists say, Spain is facing one of the driest winters on record. Juan Camacho, a farmer in the southern province of Granada, said, "We are facing a drastic situation."
17. The United Nations countries have agreed to create a treaty that deals with plastic pollution in the world's oceans, rivers, and land. The UN Environment Assembly voted for a resolution to end plastic pollution. It is the beginning of international negotiations designed to produce a treaty by 2024. Today, we wrote history. Plastic pollution has grown into an epidemic, said Norway's Minister for Environment and Climate and the Assembly's President. With today's resolution, we are officially on track for a cure, he added.
18. Scientists said recently that fish fossils in the U.S. state of North Dakota are providing a deeper understanding of one of the worst days in the history of life on Earth. On a spring day, 66 million years ago, an asteroid 12 kilometers wide hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, leading to an extinction that killed off about three-quarters of the Earth's species, including dinosaurs. The event made the way for mammals, eventually including humans, to become dominant.
A new study provides additional evidence that COVID-19 can damage parts of the brain. The study said that even people with mild sickness can suffer brain tissue shrinkage and damage to areas that control smell. The research was led by scientists at Britain's Oxford University. The researchers said their study provides strong evidence of brain-related abnormalities in COVID-19. The team noted that past studies have also found links between COVID-19 and changes to the brain, but those studies centered mainly on COVID-19 patients who were hospitalized with severe sickness.
A recent study has found that rock material collected on Mars contains the same kinds of carbon signals linked to living organisms on Earth. Scientists say the presence of carbon may suggest evidence of ancient biological life on Mars, but they also note that the finding could be related to non-biological processes. The study is based on rock samples collected by the American Space Agency, NASA's Curiosity Explorer. The Explorer landed on Mars in 2012. It has been exploring areas around the planet's Gale Crater.
Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read only once. After each passage, there will be a 1-minute pause. Dictation. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
An environmental group says a program to save one of Kenya's most famous animals has returned a group of mountain bongos to the wild. The International Union for Conservation of Nature said disease, illegal hunting, and forest loss have left fewer than 100 wild mountain bongos. But last week, conservationists released five of the large creatures into the 3.1 square kilometer Mawingu Mountain Bongo Sanctuary near Mount Kenya. The mountain bongo is one of Kenya's most important iconic animals, said Najib Balala. He is the country's Minister of Tourism and Wildlife. He spoke after cutting the ribbon at the sanctuary's opening ceremony on Wednesday. The bongo's release is the high point of a breeding and rewilding program that began in 2004. Rewilding is a term that means planning the introduction of a rare animal back into the wild. The goal is to have 50 to 70 bongos in the sanctuary by 2025 and 750 by 2050, the government says. This is like the first step in the recovery, said Isaac Likolo, head of veterinary services at the Kenya Wildlife Service. Mountain bongos once moved in large numbers, but the few remaining animals lived in forested areas around Kenya. Their bodies have thin, white stripes, making them easy to recognize. The International Union for Conservation of Nature said local people are hunting the animals with dogs. Robert Arujo is head of veterinary services at the Mount Kenya Wildlife Conservancy. He said this species is being driven to extinction in the wild unless something is done quickly. Extinction is a term that means the complete disappearance of a species. Arujo added that the conservancy has set up community conservation, education, and empowerment programs to bring attention to and help reduce the human threats to the animal. It has also involved local communities in planting over 35,000 local tree species around Mount Kenya to help the damaged forest. To help maintain genetic health in the breeding program, approval has been given to import bongos from Europe and America, Arujo said.
Summary. Listen to the passage and complete the note using no more than 3 words for each blank according to what you hear. Then write the answers on the answer sheet. A movie trailer is a short video advertisement for a film. On today's education tips, I will explain how these short videos can improve your English. Though movie trailers are usually just 2 to 3 minutes, they can be extremely effective. In watching them, you can sharpen your listening skills while also learning new words and expressions. There are 2 kinds of technical elements which are especially helpful: closed captions and changeable playback settings. With closed captions, you can read the dialogue as you watch and listen, and with playback settings, you can slow down the speech if someone is talking too fast. Now, let's talk about the steps you can take to get the most out of watching movie trailers. The first step is to find them. If you search online, several film trailers will appear, and you can choose one that looks interesting. Animated films can be an especially good choice for English practice, whatever your age. Make sure the video you choose offers closed captioning, which you will use later. Next, watch the video at normal speed without closed captions. Try to understand what the story is about overall. Then watch it again to seek more details. With this method, you are testing your English skills. It will give you an idea of whether the dialogue is too fast or difficult for your skill level. Then it is step 3. Watch the video again, this time with closed captions. Find the setting at the bottom of the video and activate the captions. This can help you in several ways. You can confirm whether you understood the dialogue in your first viewings, make clearer any dialogue you did not understand, and connect the sound of words with their spellings. After watching with captions, if the actors are still talking too fast, you can take the next step, slow down the playback speed, and watch the video again. Slowing the playback speed not only makes dialogue clearer, but also slows how fast the captions appear, making them easier to read. After you have watched the video, you are ready for the final step. Watch the video once more, this time at normal speed without captions. At this point, you will probably notice a huge improvement in your understanding.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.